From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe made a public appearance on Friday. Anita Powell has more on talks aimed at getting the aged leader to resign and why the military says that it was not a coup.
They are saying that this is not a coup. This is a democratic correction that the military made, and they are trying to persuade the president to step down. They're not forcing him out of power. They are persuading him to agree on a path forward. The reason this cannot be a coup in their, as part of their narrative, is that if this were to be a coup, the African Union and the Southern African Development Community would have to take an automatic hardline stance. They would have to suspend the membership of Zimbabwe, and they would have to impose sanctions.
That's VOA's Anita Powell. Lebanon's Saad Hariri is expected to arrive in Paris late Friday. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's prime minister sparked turmoil and skepticism. Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protest over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. Russia has again vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. Without passage of an extension, the mandate of the Joint Investigative Mechanism expired Thursday at midnight. After Friday's vote, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the JIM. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.